Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Jacob, and he wants me to cover the Passport Bros. They're African-American men that travel overseas to find wives that are more feminine than ones they might get in the United States. It's nothing more than a fancy new term for geomaxing. Men taking advantage of their financial status and dangling their passport and green card as bait to try and get foreign women to put the pair of dangling parts between their legs in their mouth. Many black women are freaking out, saying that these men can't wait to return and humiliate black women in America by finding a more traditional wife. Women are going online and saying these men are undesirable and mediocre at best. But if that's the case, then why do they care if black men are leaving? Clearly they're getting upset about it, but they never mention why. If these men are mediocre, then there goes their supply of friend-zone simps. If, on the other hand, the man leaving is in fact desirable, then there goes your meal ticket and potential marriage partner. Black guys were going down to Brazil looking for women about 15 years ago, and there was even a documentary floating around about it. Again, nothing new. It's just that the same lessons need to be learned by another generation of men. That all women are the same down in their core, regardless of where they come from. I just love hearing black women's accusations that passport bros are desperate men that go to third world countries to purchase little girls and turn them into breeding mares. They say other things like these guys are dehumanizing women and putting them to work in the bedroom and in the home. That they're slaves to impregnate. Clearly the women criticizing the passport bros know that women are the same everywhere. They're just shaming these guys because they don't want them to go. If the men are undesirables, then why are black women angry about them leaving? It's just damage control mode because they're scared that women in other countries are going to get their attention and resources. One YouTuber known as the Filipina P says that zero men got hacked up when they got together with foreign women. She's talking about guys going overseas to Philippines to geomax and getting killed over there. Surely she knows the story I covered a while back about the white man that was killed by his Filipina wife. Even the Filipina P isn't being honest about this. What all men need to realize is that all women are lying to them. The women in the West, the women in the East, Filipina women on YouTube, and even the passport bro roaches that are trying to cash in by getting Western men to go East and make money off of it. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype, for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to black women are not happy as black men leave America and leave them all alone with no friend zone simps clown world show. But the most dangerous pest in the passport bros ecosystem is the passport roach. Dating coaches that fly black guys out to foreign countries and then introduce them secretly to paid escorts. And the guy thinks that things are working out great, and he goes home and tells other men that the women over there are amazing, and that he now has a girlfriend. The girlfriend texts him back, as well as a dozen other guys, that she's a girlfriend to. That's how the scam works. That's the deep dark secret if you're going to go overseas to do your own research. Don't pay for a dating service or for a guy to fly out. Years ago, there was a man flying men out to Russia, and it was a total scam. So I wouldn't expect things to get any better at this point. What really makes me laugh is that the women that are looking for a good argument to get the passport bros to stop should actually open with that. That there are lots of scammers out there that are preying on their hopes and dreams of finding a traditional wife. Instead, you can tell the critics are irrational because they instantly bring out the shaming language saying these men are pedophiles that want women to abuse. That men are going overseas so they can treat women like doormats. They aren't thinking through their arguments very carefully, but these women are getting emotional and their first instinct is to bring out that shaming language. There's also projection from women in the West when they say that men treat women overseas as doormats. What's really happening is that Western women are treating men like doormats instead. But if they accuse men of the very same thing that they're doing first, then men can't use that argument against them. That's their basic NPC response. I'm tired of women using the same tired old arguments. It's usually those that are slimy and disgusting and in middle age. They're oftentimes unattractive and angry women in their 30s and 40s. They're also thin-shaming the foreign women that the passport bros want, and shaming American men because they won't actually date fat American women. They're trying to change men's preferences from skinny and feminine to fat and masculine. What they don't seem to realize is that opposites attract. Yet every fat, mannish woman wants Tyrone with a six-pack, like he's gonna be with them or something. If he doesn't get together with them, then they'll go on the offensive trying to tear down his self-esteem. Then you have disingenuous women on the other side of the coin. Women like Filipina P saying that her cousin married a passport bro and that she's happy. The only truth she actually brought up was that women in the Philippines have...
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A lot of say-so in the household. That's what Western men don't realize. That all those BJs and home-cooked meals will eventually get to his head, and he'll give her control over his life. She's gonna have covert control, though. In the West, on the other hand, women want both overt and covert control. At least the women in the rest of the world sort of share power with men, or at least make men feel like they have power. I don't blame black men from going overseas because they're weary of the control that black women have over them. Plus, most of them are masculine, and masculine men seek out feminine women. It's that simple. One of the arguments women use against the passport bros is, sure, go overseas. But why do you have to be so vocal about it? Besides the obvious that some of them are actually passport roaches selling foreign women to black buyers for two-week-long girlfriend experiences, they want black men to shut up about it. But why? Well, because if the trend grows and black women have less men to pick from, they'll probably be left all alone. They also use arguments like women overseas don't like American men. Clearly that's just more damage control. One Latin woman mentioned that the men going overseas are losers, and the women they're meeting just want their money. Of course they do. It's all about traditionalism. But also remember this, that the guys going overseas have money, otherwise they wouldn't be able to afford those plane tickets. And that's money that many of these black women want to get their hands on. In traditional countries, the gender roles are also more rigid, and men like this instead of having to guess what's going on. Men need rules and order in our lives, and that's something that's found less and less in today's woke Western world. A man wants to feel like his efforts to earn money are appreciated instead of being belittled for them. The only valid criticism was from one woman that mentioned passport bros are going to get hacked up with a machete for their money. There was a woman in the Philippines that hired a bunch of armed goons, one being her secret boyfriend, to take out her husband. Again, I really doubt that the Filipina P didn't really know about that case. Yes, geomaxing is a good strategy if you want a more attractive, more domesticated woman that'll cook and clean your cock. But that usually means that she's going to resent you more because of the roles that you are imposing on her. When women do something for men, we appreciate it at first. But after a while, we start to feel entitled to it. She also starts to resent having to do it, and if she doesn't, we get mad at her and might take it out on her so she's not happy. I've seen that a lot in traditional relationships, and the passport bros don't really know that until they get into a relationship with a so-called traditional woman for an extended period of time, and then have a friend on the outside point out the changes in their behavior. I remember many years ago heading to Europe on my own, and my girlfriend stayed behind. When I got back to Canada, I was so used to women doing things for me in Europe that I started asking her the same out of a reflex action, and she started getting pissed off at me. And knew what was going on in Europe and told me to go back if I wanted to be waited on hand and foot. At first it feels wrong having women do everything for you, but eventually you expect it and it becomes nothing special. But you also tend to become an a-hole expecting it all the time. That's when the narcissism rises. I would prefer the technology do most of those things like robot vacuum cleaning the floors and eventually the arrival of robotic chefs. But most of my food is just seeds, olive oil, and green leaf salad. I find that women make the bulk of the mess when you're living with them and then complain that you don't appreciate them when they clean up the mess they made themselves. It's one of the ultimate ways that a traditional woman is going to gaslight you and make you go crazy. Plus, don't forget the resentment she feels having to do these things if she's in a culture where it's expected, and it's slowly eating away at her soul, and she becomes increasingly mean-spirited and takes it out on you over time. The Western woman does way less domestic stuff, but she expects you to take out the trash, work, and do all the other traditional male things. But she doesn't do nearly as much as the women in the West used to. But in the end, both women will actually use you as an emotional tampon, and they can easily divorce you for no reason except in the Philippines. Then they might set up a hit on your life if she no longer wants to be your wife, because they don't have divorce in that country. But apparently that'll be changing too. But who wants to have a family with a wife from that country? Your kids are going to suffer from island dwarfism, and your son, best case scenario, is going to be the sidekick like Rob Schneider instead of looking like Brad Pitt. If you want your son to be an incel for life in the West, then Geo Max in the Philippines. Otherwise, stay in the Philippines and he'll be a Chad over there. I don't like traditional or modern women. Both are a headache and I prefer solitude instead. Passport bros, please stop chasing those hoes. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Jacob for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that passport bros are smashing overseas hoes, while the ones in America are so lonely that they're contemplating smashing a friend zone simp or even their cat. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sane Man for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the angry Western women that are too lazy to cook for their own men and get upset when their men travel to the other side of the world for a home-cooked meal away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.